بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كنت خلف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما فقال يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك وفي رواية غير الترمذي احفظ الله تجده أمامك تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة إلى آخر الحديث. Continuing with the hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, which he narrated whilst he was sharing the camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him certain advices. Addressing him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I want to teach you a few things, the first of which, as we mentioned yesterday, ihfadillaha yahfadka. This word ihfadillah literally translated means protect Allah, make Allah's hifazat. As we explained, the meaning is not literal, but adopt a life of Allah's obedience. Become cognizant of the hudud, of the limitations Allah has placed upon you. Become cognizant of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protect your eyes, your hands, your limbs, etc. in conformity with the commands of Allah ta'ala. And the first benefit, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is that Allah will protect you. Allah's hifazat, Allah's protection will be with you. The second benefit is mentioned, ihfadillaha tajidhu tujahaka. That is, protect Allah Ta'ala's rights. Adopt a life of Allah's obedience. In layman's terms, we can say it like this, that become Allah's. Become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adopt taqwa. And what is the second benefit? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tajidhu tujahaka. And in another riwayat, it is mentioned, tajidhu amamaka. That you will find that Allah will be with you. Another riwayat, Allah Ta'ala will be in front of you. In other words, you become Allah's, Allah will become yours. Become the friend of Allah, come unto Allah Ta'ala's obedience. And in every situation, in every condition, Allah Ta'ala will be with you. Allah will be in front of you. Allah will protect you. Allah will guide you. You find similar meaning in the verse of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Those who are on taqwa and those who will do good, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ. The Arabic word ma means with you. Allah Ta'ala will be with such people. Qatada says, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَكُنْ مَعَهُ وَمَنْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ فَمَعَهُ الْفِئَةُ الَّتِي لَا تُغْلَبْ وَالْحَارِسُ الَّذِي لَا يَنَامْ وَالْهَادِ الَّذِي لَا يَضِلْ. He says, that person who is on taqwa, who is obedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah is with him. And when Allah is with someone, what does it mean? It means he has such an army. He has such an army at his disposal that will never be overpowered. He has a haris, a protector who never sleeps. He has someone to guide him who will never go astray. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the salaf salihin have written, فَإِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ مَعَكَ فَمَنْ تَخَافْ وَإِنْ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ فَمَنْ تَرْجُوْ. That if Allah is with you, then you don't have to fear anything. All fear is gone. Allah is with you. And if Allah Ta'ala is against you, then who is possibly going to help you? So we find, my respected brothers, the same ma'iyat that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is speaking of, that Allah is with you if you will obey Allah. Allah Ta'ala speaks of the same ma'iyat in relation to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the Qur'an. Allah Ta'ala said to Musa and Harun alayhi salam, La takhafa innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. And Allah Ta'ala sent them to Fir'aun. Allah said, don't fear. Why? Innani ma'akuma. I am with you. I am listening and I am looking. I am with you. I am your companion. When the ocean was in front, the army of Fir'aun was behind. What did Musa alayhi salam say? Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Ma'i. Allah is with me. So Allah will guide me. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in Ghari Hira, when he was in Ghari Thawr, on the hijrat with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and enemies came right up till the mouth of the cave, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Abu Bakr and said, مَا ذَنُّكَ بِإِثْنَيْنِ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. That what is your opinion about those two people with whom Allah is the third? لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. You have nothing to grieve or worry or be afraid of. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah is with us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us a nuskha and a prescription to how to bring Allah with you. Become Allah's, Allah will become yours. The mafhum of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah Ta'ala says that مَا زَالَ الْعَبْدُ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ, that the more a person exerts himself in Allah's ibadat, Allah's obedience, staying away from that which Allah has made haram, bringing nawafil into his life, Allah Ta'ala says a person gets closer and closer and closer and closer to me, hatta, until he reaches such a point, كُنْتُ مَعَهُ الَّذِي كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر بها ويده الذي يبطش بها ورجله الذي يمشي بها. He says he gets so close to me. This is literal translation. He gets so close to me that Allah says, I become his ears by which he listens. I become his eyes by which he sees. I become his hands by which he grasps. I become his feet by which he walks. Then when he reaches that stage and that level, Allah says, وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأَعْطِيَنَّ. Now, if he asks me for anything, he's my friend. If he asks me for anything, I will grant it to him. وَلَيْنِ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَوَيْذَنَّ. If he seeks my protection, I will protect him. In one riwayat it comes, whatever dua he makes to me, I will respond and I will answer to that dua. So we have taught a very, very important benefit of bringing Allah's obedience in our lives. Staying away from haram. Allah Ta'ala will be with us. Allah will protect us. Allah will be in front of us. There's one story given that once one pious person was walking and from the other side one newly married couple was coming. So this pious person inadvertently put his foot in a puddle of water and the mud splashed on the dress of this newly married woman. It was a mistake. Her husband got angry, so he picked up his hand and he struck this pious man, slapped him, walked a few steps front and fell down dead. So this woman started screaming that this man killed my husband, this man killed my husband. So when they brought this pious person in the court, so the judge asked him, what do you have to say in your defense? He just said one sentence. He said, Uski yaar ne mujhe mara, to phir mere yaar ne usko mara. Uski yaar ne mujhe mara, to phir mere yaar ne usko mara. Her beloved hit me, her beloved hit me, so my beloved hit him. Allah says, I will become your ears by which you listen, your hands by which you grasp. Ask me for anything, I will grant it to you. What is the road to that? Come unto Allah's obedience. This is what Rasulullah s.a.w. is saying. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تَجَاهَكَ اَيْ تَجِدْهُ أَمَامَكَ. Guard Allah's right, Allah will be in front of you. Allah will protect you. Allah Ta'ala will guide you. The second expression is said, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يُعَرِّفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. In times of ease, in times of ease, worship Allah, remember Allah, make dua to Allah. In your times of difficulty, in your times of difficulty, you will find Allah's help and assistance with you. The second expression requires more detail. Inshallah, we'll continue another occasion.